Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Moe's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this pretty cold Friday in Oklahoma. It's about, 47 degrees outside, a little too cold for me, but hey, it's still wintertime. But we have a great weekend of sports coming up, and I'm ready to talk about it all about it with you. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice @hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter @TheDukeBoy100. That's @TheDukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Mo Sports Talk in the search on Facebook, and you can like my Facebook page. I believe you can also listen to the show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. And I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But like I said, we have a big show planned for today. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl. We'll also talk some tennis. We'll talk some golf. We'll talk pro and college basketball. Hopefully in about 14 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. But until then, let's talk some sports, and let's talk about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 51 takes place next Sunday at 5:30 Central Time on Fox. To me, the big question in this game is, can Atlanta's defense slow down the Patriots' offense? I think that's going to be a big question that's going to have to be answered. That's going to be a big key for Atlanta if they're going to win this game. Can they slow down the Patriots? And also you can say the same thing about the Patriots defense, but I think the Patriots defense is more equipped to slow down the Atlanta offense than the Atlanta defense is to slow down the Patriots offense. That'll be interesting. Can Atlanta get some pressure on Tom Brady? Because I think if they don't get any pressure on Tom Brady, I think he's going to pick them apart. You know, I just don't see how they're going to be able to slow the Patriots down if they cannot get pressure on Tom Brady. So that's going to be a big key for Atlanta. And the Patriots offensive line has been really good this season. They've done a great job, especially in the pass blocking, so that'll be interesting to see what happens there. Obviously, a lot of people are rooting for the Falcons. There's a lot of Patriot haters out there. They've been really consistent, and anytime you're consistent in anything, there's going to be haters. And obviously, the Patriots have done some shady things with Spygate, also Deflategate. They've done some real shady things, but you have to be impressed with the Patriots' consistency. They're always there. There's no doubt about that. They're always, if you're going to win a title, you're going to have to more than likely go through New England. And Brady, Tom Brady's going for his fifth ring, trying to become the trying to win the most ever rings by any quarterback. He's right now in a tie with Joe Montana and also Terry Bradshaw, who have four rings as well. So trying to submit his legacy as the greatest of all time. So I think he's already the greatest of all time. I mean, just to be 39 and to do what he's doing is just impressive. And I know earlier this season a lot of people were saying, oh, he's starting to slow down. There was a guy on ESPN, oh, he's starting to slow down. I was like, how in the world are you even on the radio? He had when he first came back off that four-game suspension, oh, he's showing his age. Okay, man. Okay, stop throwing out Yardbird stuff on the air. I mean, if that's old, then I want to be old. I mean, Tom Brady is just big time. So we'll see how he does in the Super Bowl. We definitely can talk about that. We'll be breaking down the game more on my next show on Monday. And also, I'll give you my prediction next Friday, guys, will. So looking forward to that. Also, we can talk some other NFL topics as well. Ben Roethlisberger thinking about retiring. I don't see him retiring. There's a chance. Obviously, you get a certain age, you have to start thinking about your future. I would be really shocked if Ben Roethlisberger retires. But every year you have to think about it. Obviously, there's been a lot of people retiring, you know, after all the concussion issues. But I don't see Ben Roethlisberger retiring. He's still relatively young, so I think he comes back for another season at Pittsburgh, but we'll definitely wait. We'll see what decision he makes. And also Tony Romo, his future. Is he going to stay in Dallas? Is he going to go somewhere else? I think he should go somewhere else. I think Houston would be a really nice spot for Tony Romo. Also, Buffalo, that could be a spot for Tony Romo. I don't see him staying in Dallas, and I saw someone say that he's going to be the starting quarterback for Dallas this season. I just don't see it. Dak Prescott, he played amazing. And like I said, he has a great offensive line. He has a great running back. But still, he played really, really well. Gave Dallas every opportunity to win the game. The issue wasn't Dak Prescott. It was their defense. So I don't see Tony Romo getting back starting for the Dallas Cowboys. So I think if I'm Dallas, I'm going to trade him, get what I can for him. And if I were him, like I said, I would love to go to Houston. I would love to go to Houston if I were him. So we shall wait and see what happens with Tony Romo. That's going to be a big off-season topic to see what happens with Tony Romo and his future. Where is he going to land? Is he going to stay in Dallas? We shall wait and see. Also, we can talk about the Australian Open. I've been definitely enjoying some tennis. The Williams sisters, they're back in the finals, and you have to be really impressed with Serena Williams and Venus Williams. Serena Williams going for her 23rd major tonight, trying to break the women's record, trying to cement her legacy as the greatest of all time playing tennis. But you have to give it up to both Venus and Serena to be playing at this level. And they've been doing it for almost two decades. I watched them in high school, and for them to still be around playing at a high level is really, really impressive. You have to give it up to Serena and Venus Williams. They are playing some great tennis right now. It'll be interesting to see who wins tonight. I would think Serena wins, but we shall wait and see. Venus has played really well all tournament long, so we shall wait and see. But I think Serena holds a 6-2 advantage over her in majors, so I expect Serena to win, but we shall wait and see. And also, we can talk about Tiger Woods. He misses the cut at this weekend's tournament. He shoots a +4, so he is not going to make it to the third round of the Farmer Insurance Open, so that is very, very disappointing. I thought Tiger Woods was better in his second round than his first round, but still he's not playing nowhere near enough to win a major right now. We'll see if he can get to that level. At least he's healthy enough to play, so that's a good thing. At least he's back playing golf. That's good. That's a good thing. But man, he is not playing well at all. His driver is just wow. He's just driving it all over the place. His short game wasn't too bad, but man, driving it off the tee was definitely an issue for Tiger Woods. So we can talk about that as well. But right now, we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna listen to some music from Ariana Grande. And when we come back, we'll talk college basketball. We'll do all that next after we listen to some Ariana Grande on Mo's Sports Talk.
The top spot title. Spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo on the moon. Mooney genies in a bottle, girl, if they already got you.
Boy, you made me feel so lucky. Finally, the stars are.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything in the world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Let's talk some college basketball. On Monday night, my favorite team, Duke, went down. North Carolina State stuns Duke, beat them 84-82. Dennis Smith, he put on a show, the guard from North Carolina State. He scored 32 points. He had 6 assists. Abu, their big man on the inside, Abdul Abu, he had 19 points and 9 rebounds. North Carolina State shot 55% in the second half. They shot 51% for the game. And to me, that's Duke's biggest issue. I think the offense is going to come. But to me, if you're a Duke fan, you have to be really disappointed in the defense. It's about being mentally and physically tougher on the defensive end, getting stops, having that mentality to get stops. Luke Kennard, he scored 20 points, but he fouled out. Jason Tatum, he said 16 points and 9 rebounds, a bad turnover at the end of the game, him trying to go behind his back. That was a bad decision there, but he's a young player. That's going to happen. But Duke was 14 of 21 from the free throw line. They missed 7 free throws. They were 8 of 28 from threes. Also, they shot just 38% in the second half. Defensive issues for Duke. Again, that's the issue. You got to get over those defensive issues, stopping dribble drive penetration, not giving up wide open threes. That's what Duke needs to get better. And they're too talented to be playing like this. And I did see that Coach K is not allowing Duke to his players to wear Duke gear, and also he's banned them from the locker room. Maybe that'll motivate them, but to me it comes down to having more energy and effort on the defensive end. They're too talented to be playing like this. They have six future first-round draft picks. Duke has to be better than this. Five losses, below 500 in the ACC. They need to get together. It's time for Duke to make a run, because that is absolutely ridiculous. They have way too much talent on offense. To me, it starts with Grayson Allen. He has to play with more energy. He has to do a better job of getting to the lane, not settling for threes. He's not shooting the ball well at all, so get to the basket. Get to the basket. I think that's going to be a key for Duke going forward. They play Wake Forest. They have a big win on Monday night, but first they got to take care of business. Got to find a way to get win on the road. Wake is not a pushover. It's on the road, so I still like Duke to win, but it's not going to be easy, so hopefully Duke will – hopefully the Coach K motivational tactics will work, but again, to me it comes down to locking down on the defensive end for Duke. Also, on Tuesday night, West Virginia, they dominated Kansas, beating them 85-69. Issa Ahmad, he scored 27 points. Nathan Adrian had 11. West Virginia was in attack mode. They did a great job getting to the basket. They didn't settle for that outside shot. They only had 8 turnovers. And all, again, West Virginia, they were 19-23 from the free throw line. Kansas was only 6-15. So Kansas didn't make their free throws, and they didn't get to the free throw line enough. Josh Jackson scored 22 points for Kansas, but Frank Mason, he only scored 15 points on 6-16 shooting. Also, they were 13-29 from the three-point line. So, but to me, they fell in love too much with that outside shot. I thought that was a big issue for Kansas. They fell too much in love with that three-point shot. They made them early, but to me, that cost them at the end of the game. And again, give credit to West Virginia for being in attack mode. But we had a lot of upsets on Tuesday night in college basketball. Marquette, they stunned Villanova, beating them 74-72. Marquette was down by 17 points in this game. They came back to win. Caden Reinhart scored 19 points for Marquette. And also, Marquette shot 50% from the field. Miles Bridges had 20 points for Villanova, but they were 6-34 from the three-point line. They shot only 46%, so it was a crazy Tuesday night. Number one, number two, and number four lose on Tuesday night. Also, Kentucky lost to Tennessee as well, so it was just a crazy Tuesday night. And also, there was more upsets this week. Georgia Tech, they stunned Florida State on Wednesday night, beat them 78-56. Josh Okorogie, he scored 35 points in that one. They dominated on the glass. Plus 14 on the glass. Dwayne Bacon, he scored 12 points, but on 4-15 shooting. They shot just 28% from the field in that game. And also, USC, they beat their crosstown rival UCLA, beating them 84-76. UCLA has some issues right now. They turned the ball over too much. They had 17 turnovers, and the defense has to be better. USC knocked down 14 threes. So the perimeter defense has to be better. They gave up too many easy baskets at the rim. UCLA is not playing the type of defense that it's going to take to make it a run to the Final Four. And make no mistake about it, there's a lot of parity in college basketball this season. It's really wide open. That's what I'm saying. If Duke can get their act together, I still believe that Duke has every opportunity to make it to the Final Four if they can get their act together, because it's wide open. College basketball is wide open this season. I mean, my goodness, it's going to be really tough to pick a national champion this season. Is it Gonzaga? Is it North Carolina is playing really well? Arizona? It's just wide open. But that brings me to my weekend watch. Some games to look forward to in college basketball. First, we have Kansas at Kentucky, a number two versus number four, both teams coming off of losses. But Kentucky's at home. If you love a high-scoring affair, if you love a game played at a high tempo, you're going to love Kansas versus Kentucky. It's going to be a great game, great backcourts. I'm going to take Kentucky. I think Bam Adebayo is going to be the difference for Kentucky, so I like Kentucky at home in that one. Then we have Texas A&M versus West Virginia, part of the Big 12 versus SEC Challenge. Oh, man, Texas A&M has been really turnover-prone this season. That's an issue when you're playing West Virginia. I like West Virginia over Texas A&M. Then we have Arkansas at Oklahoma State, 3 o'clock Central Time on ESPN. Again, part of that Big 12 SEC Challenge. You know, Arkansas is playing some really good basketball. Moses Kingsley is playing really well. But Oklahoma State is starting to turn around a little bit. They're at home. I like Oklahoma State to beat Arkansas. And then we have Virginia at Villanova on Sunday at noon on Fox. This game is going to be It's going to be interesting to see how that Virginia defense does against that, a really good Villanova offense. Villanova does a great job with their ball movement, with their player movement. They're really good on the perimeter. Virginia, you know they're going to lock you down defensively, but I don't think they're going to score enough to beat Villanova, so I like Villanova at home. So let's recap my weekend watch picks. I like Kentucky over Kansas. I like West Virginia over Texas A&M. I like OSU at home over Arkansas. I like Villanova at home over Virginia. I love a lot of home cooking this weekend. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack, and hopefully in about 5 or 6 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Gray with his thoughts on everything going on in the world of sports. But right now, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk some NBA basketball. We'll do all that next on Mo's Sports Talk.
Sean Khalid from Man. Don't shine.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, it's not too late. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Even during our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Gray, don't forget you can call us up. We would love to hear from you. We can talk anything in the world of sports. You can talk Super Bowl, NBA, college basketball, anything going on in the world of sports. We can talk about it on Mo's Sports Talk. But let's talk some pro basketball from this week. Let's look at some of these games that took place this week. Oklahoma City did get a great win on the road, beating Utah 97-95. Russell Westbrook, he scored 38 points. But on 11-29 shooting, so he didn't shoot the ball well. But he also had a triple-double, another triple-double. What else is new? He had 10 rebounds, 10 assists, also had 4 steals. And the game-winning shot, big-time pull-up jumper. And I loved how Russell Westbrook did not settle for a 3. He got a little closer, hit that. His mid-range game can be is automatic at times. That was a great pull-up J by Russell Westbrook. Victor Oladipo, he scored 18 points. Enes Kanter, he scored 14 points. Steven Adams had 9 points, 6 rebounds. I thought his defense, his energy was a big difference in his first game back after suffering a concussion. I thought that was a big difference. And also, Oklahoma City only had 10 turnovers. Gordon Hayward scored 17 points, but they shot just 5 of 31 from the three-point line. So a nice win there for Oklahoma City. There was a lot of upsets on Tuesday night. It was not a good night to be a favorite. To be a favorite team in the NBA. A lot of the favors went down. The Heat, they upset the Warriors 105-102. Deion Waiters scored 33 points, including the game-winning 3. And, you know, some people were saying maybe the Warriors were just too happy to be on South Beach. Maybe that's what happened. But, I mean, that's going to happen at times. You're going to take teams for granted, and that's what the Warriors did on Tuesday. But give credit to the Heat. They've been playing some better basketball as of late. Also, Cleveland lost to the Pelicans. We'll talk more about the Cavaliers in a minute. And they lost to the Pelicans without Anthony Davis. And also the Rockets, they lost to the Bucks. So, I mean, there was tons of upsets. That was on Monday night, excuse me. So that was tons of upsets on Monday night. Also, but the Warriors did bounce back. They did beat the Charlotte Hornets 113-103 on Wednesday night. Kevin Durant scored 33 points, 16 of those coming in the fourth quarter. Steph Curry scored 28 points and 6 assists. Draymond Green had a nice game. He had 13 points and 6 assists as well. They did a great job defensively, especially in the fourth quarter. That was a big for Golden State, getting stops in the fourth quarter. Kemba Walker scored 26 points, but Charlotte they shot just 41% from the field. They were outscored 38-23 in the fourth quarter. So the Warriors did a great job of finishing the game. Then finally, last night, Oklahoma City, they got past the Dallas Mavericks 109-98. They struggled early but played much better in the second half. Russell Westbrook scored 45 points. He had some big shots. He had 8 rebounds, only 3 assists, but he was really efficient. Victor Oladipo had scored 17, but it felt like a loss for Oklahoma City because Enes Kanter, he fractures his hand. He could be out 8 up to 8 weeks after having a successful surgery for his fractured forearm, I should say. So anyway, that's a big loss and just a dumb move by Enes Kanter. I'm sorry. You have to keep your emotions in check. I mean, that's a devastating blow for Oklahoma City, especially that second unit. The bench, that is a big, big blow for Oklahoma City. I mean, my goodness, that is going to be a long 2 months potentially for Oklahoma City being without Enes Kanter. He's a guy you can just throw the ball into the post. He can just get you a basket. So that is a big, big blow. I did want to talk some other topics before we have our favorite statement. We chatting with Greg. The Knicks, they want Carmelo out. You can just tell they want Carmelo out. It seems like they're basically trying to give him away, and nobody wants him. To me, if I'm the Clippers, if I have the potential to get a Carmelo Anthony, I take it. Carmelo, I know at times he's a black hole. He doesn't pass very much. The ball just gets stuck in his hand. But still, I mean, he can still get you baskets. I think that would be big for the Clippers if they can get him. So I think he's going to be traded before the trade deadline if he waives his no-trade clause. So we shall wait and see what happens there. Also, LeBron, his remarks saying that the Cavaliers don't have enough to go back-to-back. It comes off a little bit whiny. It might be the truth. Against this Warrior team, there's not too many teams out there that have enough to beat the Warriors in a seven-game series. But it seems kind of whiny. I don't have enough. We need to spend more money. Come on, man. Cleveland has spent a lot of money since you came back. Obviously, you don't want to rest on your laurels. You're trying to go back. It's always tough to go back-to-back, but still, we don't want to hear you complain. You have plenty enough to still win. It would be nice to add a little more pieces. I would say that, but you don't go to the media and complain to the media. Go to your owner and tell him. I mean, that's ridiculous. And talking about not going to the media, Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler's remarks about the Chicago Bulls, they're saying, oh, it seems like they have a losing mentality, our teammates. They're not wanting to win. This is starting to team me off. Why go to the media with that? Go to your teammates and tell them. And then after you do that, after you do all you can do, then go to the media. Then go to the media. But go to your coaches. Go to your each player individually. And Rajon Rondo was right. He said, my vets would never do that back in Boston. I mean, why are you going to the media? Just, go to each player and say, hey, look, I don't like the way you're playing. You're not giving them enough effort. Why go to the media? It makes no sense. I mean, that's dumb. They're going to be, that's just dumb. It's just bad. So, look, it might be true. The Bulls are playing some terrible basketball. There's no doubt about that, but still, don't go to the media. So, anyway, that's my thoughts on that. Right now, we're going to play Greg's theme music, then we'll have our favorite statement of the week. Chatting with Greg. We'll do all that next on Mo's Sports Talk. Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Let's get Greg on the line right now. Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing?
Oh, doing pretty well. How's it going?
Oh, man, doing pretty well. It's a little cold outside, but definitely yeah. Having a pretty good day.
Yeah, and like I said, I heard you saying about that. Yeah, don't take your problems with the media. I mean, come on now. I mean, why you wouldn't even do stuff like that? Then you'll have this guy that we talk about on the radio so much. Well, it looked like LeBron James is having some problems.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah, that's why I go to your teammates first and then go
there
to
you.
Media.
Go.
Yeah, you. I definitely agree with you on that one, Greg. Before we talk basketball, I got to get your thoughts on the AFC and the NFC title games that took place last week. Anything stood out to you about those games? I thought they would be more competitive. They were both beat downs, complete dominations by the Atlanta Falcons and also the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on those games?
Well, I was wrong on Green Bay. I know that.
Yeah.
So, man,
yeah.
That was
me
just,
too. Should have picked Atlanta, and I wanted to kick myself. But
yeah,
we did say if Green Bay wasn't healthy, that to take Atlanta. But so we'll
mm-hmm.
give ourselves half a credit for that. But yeah, that was
yeah.
ugly.
Mm-hmm.
They were just all baby. You know, at the end of the game, Greg, they had defensive linemen for Green Bay were playing the offensive lineman position because they didn't have enough healthy
mm-hmm.
offensive linemen, and that was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give props to Atlanta. I mean, they definitely
yeah,
are a real deal.
Yeah, there's no doubt about
mm-hmm.
that.
That's all you can say about that.
Yeah, their defense was really good. They got some really big hits on Rodgers. The offense has just been great all season long. That's one of the best offense of all time that no one talks about. But that was really impressive. And then the Patriots, Greg, going to in Foxborough, they dominated. I thought Pittsburgh had a chance to win, but Le'Veon Bell's injury, coupled with the fact that their defense was really too passive, in my opinion. They were not aggressive enough. That did Pittsburgh in. Any thoughts on the AFC title game?
I'm glad I went with Atlanta. New England, because the Patriots, because I just didn't. They just didn't do well. Well, I just go ahead and say it. Got to give credit to he's not even a sports star. Rush Limbaugh. He pretty much alluded to the fact. Hey, you know, they just don't play well in New England. So there you go. That's what stood out to me in picking New England. So thank you, Rush.
There you go on that. So that brings us to the Super Bowl. You don't have to give us a prediction now. You can't wait until next Friday if you want. But what are your early thoughts on the Patriots and Falcons?
Right now, it's tough. Right now, I'm just giving a – it might change, so I'll probably have to come back on for you Friday unless –
right.
Something. I might just lean towards New England. I don't know. You can't be scoring, selling for 3 points with this team. You got to score and beat them.
Right. That's. Oh yeah. And I do have to ask you. This is kind of a personal question, but I have to ask you this anyway. Are you going to the UCO alumni watch party? That's going to be.
You know what?
Open.
No, not this time because I thought they were. I mean, come on now. What's wrong with having that? What's wrong with having that? The suite that you gonna have?
Yeah,
that's
what I enjoy.
Come on now.
They said they're trying to make it. They got a sponsorship. I don't know if you got my voice.
Well,
and
in Oklahoma City too, you got to look at that too. So
yeah, they're hoping to get a bigger crowd. So we'll see.
They're
hoping
to get a bigger crowd and stuff. Man.
But yeah, Mr. Trash, Mr. Ward will not be attending.
No, Mr. Ward. Yeah. We will not be there at the UCL watch party. Okay, so we'll let you know. Right?
Yeah, if you had
it
the suite, maybe. But I know.
If you had it the suite, there you go.
Yeah. There you go on that. Well, Greg, I'm sure you have some thoughts on your San Antonio. Let's shift gears to the NBA. I'm sure you have some thoughts on the San Antonio Spurs this week. They did hang on to beat the Raptors 108-106. LaMarcus Aldridge had 21 points and 7 rebounds. Patty Mills scored 18, but they're still playing at a high level without Gasol, without Parker, without Kawhi Leonard this week. Talk about the Spurs and where they're at right now.
Well, I mean, I heard some guy on there on the radio saying that, what do the Spurs have? First of all, they're 36-9, people. I mean, they don't have Tim Duncan, but they're 36-9. What more do you want them to do, lose? No, they don't operate like that. I mean, I die every time these people hear, they just belittle the Spurs. Dude, they're 36-9. And does Oklahoma City have a chance going there and beating San Antonio? I'm not going to call you jibber-jabber on that, but come on now.
I wanted to comment on that. Oklahoma City plays the Spurs on Tuesday night, and someone around here said that Oklahoma City has a good chance of winning that game. Now without Cantor and with Kawhi Leonard coming back, I'm going to say Oklahoma City has very little chance of winning that game. Sorry.
And if you let Russell Westbrook do all the work, well, guess what? That's what San Antonio want to do. Let Russell Westbrook do all the work. And if you let him do all the work, San Antonio could win by 30.
Right. I agree with that. It can get ugly.
You better utilize your players and not just Russell Westbrook, because that's what San Antonio wants. They want that one player to show out. But put defense on the others.
Right.
You know, Greg Popovich said it best. He said, we're going to play all 5 of our guys. We're not going to play 1 or 2. We're going to play all 5 of our guys on the court.
Talk about some of the other players that have been stepping up in the absence of Leonard and Gasol.
I mean, you know, our wars. And listen, don't be calling up. Yeah, who is? What do we know about Davis Bertans? And you haven't done your research, okay? Mm-hmm. he's a 3-point shooter. He's an international player. That's all I can tell you about him. Then you know you got a what's that? Dittman. Marcus Dittman, I think that's his name. He's all right. You know, not like Pau Gasol. And you, of course, you got your usuals, Patty Mills and others.
Yeah,
and then also,
Deontay Murray's been impressive.
There you go. Oh, I mean, he's right. He is a huge help, Parker and or Leonard, because I look like he can play both of those positions.
Yeah, he can play the one or the two. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
So
I guess you
I mean, whereas Tony Parker
a little bit, but yeah, more the one or two.
Yeah, whereas.
You know.
Whereas Tony Parker is just a point guard, whereas DeJounte mm-hmm. Murray, he can play both. That's
right.
good help for
mm-hmm.
Tony Parker, for sure.
Yeah,
so.
that is good. Well, Greg,
and to
right
some extent, Kawhi Leonard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, so we'll definitely talk more about the Spurs
yeah.
Next week. Thanks for another great segment, Greg, and we'll talk to you next week, guys. Will.
Yeah, and one more thing here. My homegirl just wanted me to let you know. She says, go Arizona Wildcats. Just thought I'd let you know on that.
Oh, yeah, Arizona. Arizona's playing well.
There you go.
I'm looking
yeah,
at
she,
I'm
yeah,
looking at her.
Hey, she says, order has been so for UCLA fans, no, that's not me, Sam. That's my homegirl. She says, order has been restored. Go Wildcats.
Playing well. There's no doubt about that. We'll talk about more about basketball next week.
Listen to the homegirls, folks. You will learn something.
That's right. We'll talk to you next Friday,
okay,
Greg.
Now.
All right, folks. That was our favorite 7 week chatting with Greg. Don't forget, my next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk college basketball. We'll talk NBA. We'll continue to talk about the Super Bowl as well. So have a blessed rest of your weekend. God is good, and we'll talk to you next time on Mo's Sports Talk.